Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we are diving into week 10 of The Artist's Way, written by Julia Cameron. This week, we are recovering a sense of self-protection. She says, as we explore the perils that can ambush us on our creative path, we must recognize that many of those perils are spiritual. It is typically a toxic pattern that we cling to that blocks our flow. She starts this real strong Julia Cameron style by saying, creativity is God energy flowing through us, shaped by us, like light flowing through a crystal prism. When we are clear about who we are and what we're doing, the energy flows freely and we experience no strain. When we resist what that energy might show us or where it might take us, we often experience a shaky, out-of-control feeling. We want to shut down the flow and regain our sense of control. We slam on the psychic brakes. Every creative person has a myriad of ways to block creativity, and each of us favors one or two of those ways particularly toxic to us because they block us so effectively. Maybe it's food, eating sugar or fats or certain carbs that make you feel dull or hungover or unable to focus. By using food to block energy and change, anytime the shakiness of inspiration or motivation comes, they may reach for food to numb it or dull it. For many artists, alcohol is the favored block, but it might also be drugs or work, whatever keeps us busy, whatever we can grab to numb ourselves rather than do in our creative world. She says that for others, though, an obsession with painful love places creative choice outside their hands. Reaching for the painful thoughts, we can become instant victims rather than feeling our own considerable power. Basically, the obsessive thoughts drown out the little voice that suggests rearranging the living room or taking a pottery class. The second that a creative thought raises its head, it's lopped off by the obsession, which blocks fear and prevents risk. Going out dancing, reading the whole play, those types of thoughts get overshadowed by our more impulsive blocks. She does say to note that food and work and sex are all good in themselves It is the abuse of them that makes them creativity issues. Knowing yourself as an artist means acknowledging which of these you abuse when you want to block yourself. If creativity is like a burst of the universe's breath through the straw that is each of us, we pinch that straw whenever we pick up one of our blocks. We shut down our flow, and we do it on purpose, even if it's subconscious. We begin to sense our real potential and the wide range of possibilities open to us, and that's scary. So we reach for the blocks to slow our growth. If we're honest with ourselves, we all know which blocks are most toxic for us. A hint is the one that we defend as our right. But line up the possibilities. Which one makes you angry to even think about giving up? That explosive one is the one that has cost you the most derailment. And it's time to examine it. When asked to name our poison, most of us can. Has food sabotaged me? Has workaholism sabotaged me? Has sex or an obsession with love blocked my creativity? She says that we turn to our drug of choice to block our creativity whenever we experience the anxiety of our inner emptiness. It is always fear, often disguised but always there, that leads us grabbing for a block. Usually, we experience the choice to block as a coincidence. She happened to call, or I felt hungry and there was ice cream, or he dropped by with some killer drugs. The choice to block always works in the short run and fails in the long run. It is a creative U-turn. We turn our backs on ourselves. But it takes grace and courage to admit and surrender our blocking devices. Who wants to? Not while they're working. Of course, long after they've stopped working, we hope against hope that this time they'll work again. But blocking is basically an issue of faith. Rather than trust our intuition, our talent, our skill, our desire, we fear where our creator is taking us with this creativity. Rather than paint or write or dance or audition, rather than dealing with the mystery of seeing where it takes us, we pick up a block. Blocked, we know who and what we are. We're unhappy, but it makes sense. Unblocked, we may be something much more threatening. Happy. For most of us, happy is terrifying, unfamiliar, out of control, and too risky. So is it any wonder that we take these temporary U-turns? As we become aware of our blocking devices, food or busyness or alcohol or sex or drugs, we can feel our U-turns as we make them, and those blocks will no longer work as effectively. Instead, try to ride out the anxiety and see where you emerge. Anxiety can be fuel, and we can use that fuel to write with it and paint with it and work with. But workaholism is an addiction, and like all addictions, it blocks creative energy. And given the cyclical nature of addiction, it could be argued that the desire to block the fierce flow of creative energy is an underlying reason for the addiction in the first place. So if people are too busy to write morning pages or too busy to take their artist dates, they're probably too busy to hear the voice of authentic creative urges. Only recently recognized as an addiction, workaholism still receives a great deal of support in society. Remember, this was written in the 90s. The phrase, "I'm working," has a certain unassailable air of goodness and duty. The truth is, we are very often working to avoid ourselves, our spouses, our true feelings. But in creative recovery, it is far easier to get people to do the extra work of the morning pages than it is to get them to do the assigned play of an artist date. Play can make a workaholic nervous, because fun is scary. Especially unadulterated, unproductive, pure fucking fun. For a lot of blocked creatives, fun is something that they avoid, almost as much as they avoid their creativity, because typically fun does lead to creativity. She offers a quiz to assess your own workaholism, in which you should answer as truthfully as possible, as quickly as possible. 1. I work outside of office hours. Seldom, often, or never. I cancel dates with loved ones to do more work. Seldom, often, or never. I postpone outings until the deadline is over. Seldom, often, or never. I take my work with me on weekends. Seldom, often, or never. I take work with me on vacation. Seldom, often, or never. I take vacations. Seldom, often, or never. My intimates complain I'm always working. Again, seldom, often, or never. I try to do two things at once. Seldom, often, or never. I allow myself free time between projects. Or I allow myself some closure on tasks. Or I procrastinate in finishing up the last loose ends. I set out to do one job and start on three more at the same time. I work in the evenings during family time. I allow calls to interrupt and lengthen my work day. I prioritize my day to include an hour of creative play. I place my creative dreams before my work. In a Cesar Chavez quote on the side, it says, "When we are really honest with ourselves, we must admit our lives are all that really belong to us. So it's how we use our lives that determine the kind of men that we are." Tomorrow, we will finish up this chapter. In the meantime, I want you to know I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you then while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.